Recklessly providing more Orlando commuters with his version of the news than just about any other unreliable news source.
That's good, right?
Rick Stacy.
Yeah, definitely.
And the Sunday Update.
Brought to you by Fox 35. Unfortunately, 7 deaths now being reported according to the authorities down in Mexico Beach and the rest of the panhandle. Here's some of the folks that are looking at their homes now.
The wind was so strong, and with the trees, you can hear just about every tree cracking and breaking.
Yeah, it was bad, man. You look at some of these videos at one place. I forget which. Was it a hotel? The roof comes completely off in one piece.
It peels like you're peeling a Band-Aid off, like you're peeling a banana. It just goes and peels off the roof. It's terrifying.
The neighbor's house, dude, all the side paneling gone, most of the roofing gone.
The roof ripped off.
You can help out. Here's how you do it. Go to our website.
Yeah, we have it up at 1059sunnyfm.com. If you want to text in a donation, it'll automatically, you can text disaster and it'll automatically take $10 from your phone. Like it gets added to your phone bill. You can donate food to Seven Harvest Food Bank, and you can also write a monetary check if you want to as well. And that's all up on online.
All right, here we go. I-4, another change.
The old entrance loop from westbound Colonial Drive to westbound I-4 will close and will be replaced by a new ramp on the opposite side of Colonial. Instead of being in the right lane, motorists on westbound Colonial Drive will need to be in the left turn lane to access this ramp.
You like that?
What's with the music?
That's from their I-4 Ultimate YouTube channel or whatever.
So, oh boy.
What is it about the millennial news is they have to put some happy, like, Neil Diamond tracks behind it? Three people mushed by a steamroller. It's like, what is this?
You want to be lighthearted, I guess.
Oh, God. So anyway, forget it. You just drive slow.
Please.
In LA television. Okay, this is it. You ready? Okay. Right. This is where we are now. Maybe it happened before and nobody talked about it. But now, if you want to become a news anchor or host of a game show or something like that, you don't have to have any brains. You don't have to. All you have to do is be pretty or handsome. Guy, chiseled chin, blue eyes.
Good hair.
Muscular, upside down. What's that called when buff guy, mm-hmm. Women, big boobs, short skirt, lips have to glisten in the spotlights.
Well, people are looking at you. They don't want to look at somebody that looks hideous.
But then this is what happens. The K-pop group NCT 127 appeared on Fox's Good Day LA.
Okay.
It's a local station there. All right. They're from Vancouver. Okay. Vancouver is just north of,
it's in Canada.
It's beautiful,
right.
But it's an American city. Yeah. Some people, it's not
in one of the French cities.
It's not in Asia. It's not in Russia. It's not in France. Most people in Canada, believe it or not, can speak English without an accent.
Yep.
This twit. Listen to this. Are you ready? Hold on to something because you're going to just fall on the floor.
Pretty amazing. And you're from Canada?
Vancouver, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Your English is awesome. I love it.
Oh, my God. You did not.
You're from Vancouver. Your English is awesome. What does she think? They speak moose? What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. She's getting beat up on Twitter, and rightfully so.
What's her name again? I gotta look her up.
I don't know.
They don't have her name there?
Yeah, it's probably some bumpy little puffy name they give her.
Puffy name.
You know what I mean? Twitsy.
Twitsy McGee.
Something like that, yeah. She just got hammered.
Well, that wasn't in the teleprompter.
You are from Canada. Your English is wonderful.
Stupid.
Everyone's like, well, was she supposed to speak moose?
How did they react? I would love to see their faces when says that.
You know how it is. They're there to promote their band, so they were just like, okay, whatever.
You
want to make yourself look like an idiot? Just give me more camera time. Mayor Buddy Dyer has announced the appointment of Orlando police chiefs. I don't even want to do this story. It's so boring. Who cares?
Oh, we got a new police chief.
That's
it's not
deal.
John Mina
but,
anymore. It's a different guy. You're going to have a new guy in charge.
Yeah, but I like Mina. At least he was interesting to listen to.
Well, he's trying to be the sheriff, so.
Yeah,
listen to how boring this is.
Words cannot express how honored I am to be the next chief of police.
I know.
I am so proud of the great work that you do each and every day.
Right.
We will continue our relentless efforts to reduce crime, build trust, and protect the trust you have given us to serve and protect our...
Whatever. It's out of a textbook. I wish somebody would just come up and say what they felt.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm in charge now. I'm going to rule this place with an iron fist.
Like that? Some passion, some something, Sounds like it was written by a lawyer.
You got him to Sean Spicer and start moving the podium?
Yeah, something. Anything, man. All right, and the Postal Service still exists.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't stand going in there.
I keep getting junk mail, it must.
I know. Go ahead.
I got to drop when I have to drop something off. And
yeah,
I,
me too.
And I'm, but I, they let you just put it on the counter. You don't have to wait in that line. I just walk in and I wave and I go, I'm setting this here. Bye.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
I still live in rural America. So I think, and I'm going to be there someday, so it's not like I'm making fun of people that I won't be at some point.
Right.
But they come in there, and that's their entire social part of the day. That's, this is like everything that they talk about and do, this is one, this is it. This is the pinnacle of their day. They walk in there with a box that's obviously been packed by them mm-hmm. And then they strike up conversations with the counter clerk. So just to get a box weighed and pay for it, it's a half hour. And you're sitting there, God, I just want to get this certified letter out of here. You know, why are we still doing mail?
I had to do that with all the wedding invitations. I had to drop off a big, huge box. Yeah. I was like, here you go.
But I'm sure you think it's going to rain today, Frank? And the postal worker, he doesn't give a crap if everybody stands there whining because it's taking too long.
No, the postal workers don't care. I'm telling you what, mine won't even get out of her car.
Oh, you're talking about your mail lady?
Yeah, your block on the mailbox. I'm like, well, I don't get out. you got to open the door of your vehicle, get out one step, and then put the mail in the box. But she's like, no, I'll walk the 25 feet to your door to complain to you about it.
Oh, see, you need to let the ones that I have are the sweetest, and they're so fun, and they high-five Elliot every time we walk by to go inside. I love them.
No, you're mine's lucky. Angry and always gives me the wrong mail.
Me too.
For a bunch of people I don't know. I'm like, this address isn't even close.
Well, here we go. Trump is, putting some pressure on the Postal Service to, make some money, but pay for themselves. That's never going to happen. So they're asking for a Postal Service stamp price hike, 50 to 55 cents. They're saying that's less than most developed countries still. So prices for packages, however, can float with the market rates. The USPS wants to boost priority mail prices an average of 5.9%. It already is out of hand. When you send an overnight letter, it's $40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to go get just some postage to mail some things out, and the post office was closed on Monday because of Columbus Day. So I went over to the UPS store, and the guy was like, don't send it out from here. I go, why? And he goes, we charge you 82 cents a pack, 82 cents a letter. Go to Publix and just get a book of stamps. It'll save you money. I'm like, all right.
Well, they're seeking a price hike on stamps, and, they had a little meeting yesterday. I don't know how that went. Let's see.
All right, folks, next item up for bid is this beautiful U.S. postage stamp. Let's start the bidding at 51 cents. Do I hear 51 cents? How about 51 cents? Do I hear 51 cents?
51 cents.
51 cents. Thank you, sir. Do I hear 52 cents for this beautiful stamp that you put on an envelope and send to somebody else? 52 cents. What about 52? Give me 52 cents.
52 cents, I guess, but that's a little expensive.
52 cents. Do I hear 53 cents for this thing that you used to do something that you could do for free with email? 53 cents for a stamp. 53 cents. What about 53? Give me 53 cents for a stamp. 53 cents. What about 53? Give me 53 cents.
No.
I hear 53 cents. What about 54? 54 cents. Give me 54 cents.
I didn't say 53 cents, and I'm certainly not
going to
say
55 cents going once, 55 cents going twice. Sold to the sucker in the back for 55 cents. Rick Stacy.